song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here. Friday, taking you on in the weekend. Doug Duda out of the studio today. And I'll be just real honest with you up front. Doug is attending one of the funerals. Bad deals in Central Nebraska this week. Trish Ida, the used to work here, former employee, was a state farm agent, part of the family in Broken Bow that was involved in the car wreck up there. That is going on this morning. Doug is out. Randy Bushcutter sitting in for him. Randy, great to have you in studio. Tim Holcomb set to join us here. We'll talk about the Great River Road Thunder Jam going on next weekend. We got the NBA playoffs, got the NHL playoffs, the Belmont coming up this weekend. Several things to get to, but great to have you in studio.
Well, I wish I was under better circumstances, but well, yeah, it's great to be here, and obviously our thoughts are with the family up north.
You know, just a sad weekend. John McDonald's funeral, a prominent member of the community. I'm in Kearney, and for people out there, there's so many, and I guess the funeral yesterday, which was held right during our show, they kept everything light, and it was kind of one of those deals that a lot of stories were told about phone calls that John made and whatnot, one story about John McDonald that I guess was brought up about me. There's a golf tournament every year in Omaha, which is an equitable, basically, for people who have life insurance. Eldon Holting, Wendell Springer put this deal on long ago, and I was involved in it for a couple, 3 years, and we went to Indian Creek, and John McDonald played a couple groups ahead of me and happened to get a hole in one.
That's a tough act to follow.
Yeah, a tough act to follow. Well, the big guy here came up two groups behind him, and I slid in about a 20-footer that broke about 12 feet downhill putt. I birdied it and got a pop, which took him out of the skin. So the guy gets hole in one, and then I kind of backdoor him. And the thing that made it worse is I actually birdied back-to-back holes. So I actually I didn't get a skin, of course, because we were tied on that particular hole. But the next hole, I did get a skin. So it comes around, and they're announcing the skins. John McDonald didn't get one that day, and then they announce it. Tony Davis, $138 or whatever the skin was worth, and they hand me my envelope. It's just John McDonald. Look on John McDonald's face.
What do you got to do around here?
Just one for the ages. Because of course, just a lot of fun. But it's been a tough week around. I hope maybe some laughter and some stories will get everybody through these tough times. But that is where Doug is at this morning. Bad deal. But nonetheless, you told me before the show, Randy, something that was very, very surprising to me. We were talking about the basketball a little bit. Merritt and Derek, both big NBA fans, and we follow it pretty closely. You said, no, I watched the NHL.
Yeah. The NHL playoffs are five times more intense than the NBA playoffs because a goal will win the game if it comes in the first 3 minutes of the game, 23 minutes in the game, or whatever. With basketball, that doesn't happen. And I'm not dissing on the NBA, and I like the NBA, and I love basketball, but the NHL playoffs are much, much more intense. One little mistake at any point in those 60 minutes they play can be the difference in a game.
Are you surprised 2-2 headed?
Not really. Penguins have picked up their game from last year. This is a rematch of last year. They're a lot tougher this year. They're a lot more physical. Last year they got punched in the mouth by the Red Wings last year, and they just didn't have an answer for it. Well, they've become a little bit grittier. They're a little bit tougher, and quite frankly, Detroit's a year older. This is a young Penguins team that they're maturing the same time that they're getting older. I mean, it's saying the same thing, but one's more of a positive and one's more of a negative. I think the Penguins are getting better. Detroit isn't quite as good as they were last year. But nobody was going to stop Detroit last year.
But after two games, you just thought, boy, this is what you saw a year ago. This isn't going to be.
But the first two games were close. You know, one was an overtime game. I mean, the first two games were close. It's not like you, if you watch the game, instead of just seeing the highlights, if you watch the game, there were periods of the game where the Penguins controlled the territory, when they had the puck in the offensive zone and they didn't give it up. They had look after look after look, and Osgood had a phenomenal game in game one in net. And in game one, there was a couple of fluky bounces that hurt the Penguins goalie Fleury. He just, the puck goes off the back of the wall and it bounces so far out, it's just right in front of the front door, and they punched it in. Now, granted, your defensemen are supposed to make sure that you don't have that second rush that comes in there, but it bit of a fluky bounce. A couple of things didn't go the Penguins' way. I thought the Penguins were going to be in pretty good shape when they went back to Pittsburgh.
Well, I just like the fact that the NHL is struggling for popularity. Yeah, the TV contracts aren't there. I just like to see Malkin, Sid the Kid, Ovechkin was in the last round.
Right.
These big name, sort of like the NBA has had throughout the playoffs, the teams remaining all have superstars on them and continue to advance. And I think that's getting more interest drawn to the sport.
It is more marquee value. And the NHL needs that more than anybody else out there right now. I mean, because, they gave up game four, I think, of the Western Conference Finals between Detroit and Chicago, two major media markets in the country, and they gave it up for the last little bit of basically Tiger playing in the Memorial or whatever it was that he was, that tournament that they had a couple weeks back. And it's just as an indication. Here you have a conference final, and NBC says, well, we're going to have a recap, not even the live coverage of the golf tournament, but the recap of the golf tournament instead of having the NHL. The numbers for the NHL aren't that good, but I do think if people watched it and got into appreciation of hockey, it's one of those things that's kind of an acquired taste. But if you don't ever see it, how are you ever going to acquire the taste? They've got to get rid of Versus. And I love the fact that they have a lot of games on Versus, but they've got to get on ESPN to get exposure for the sport.
Well, and if you go back, 2 years, when the business model of the NHL was basically in shambles. They were financially inept, bankrupt,
right,
to the point of
collective bargaining agreement.
Right,
they went up and they shut down for a year. Yeah,
we've got this we've got contracts out there. Well, we can't pay. We don't have. I mean, it just fiscally was not working.
They spread themselves thin with too much expansion,
and then tweaking things. I think they're headed back.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing.
Well, the rules are awesome. I mean, the rules have really opened up play. It isn't a goon sport anymore. I mean, you still get the hard hits, but they have to be clean. You can't grab a guy's stick and get away with it.
See, Sean Avery is my favorite player.
Yeah,
I just say that to get Derek. He just shakes his head. He just turns. You know, I say that out of joking nature because Derek, I get the disgust for Sean Avery every time. Derek turns around. He just that's the one player that Derek just wants to make the world a better place. Punch Sean Avery in the face. I think. Well, what do you have to say to this? What is high definition done to hockey as well?
Oh, it is an incredible sport to watch in hockey. I mean, hockey in high def is awesome. Years ago, if you remember this, Fox used to do that little puck glowing so you could find it. Well, you can find it in high def, and it doesn't have a glow to it. It doesn't have a red streak that flies out of it when it's hit hard or anything like that. You can actually see the puck, you can find the puck, and you know when the puck goes in. That was always you never knew when somebody scored in hockey. Well, with high def, that's not true anymore. You can see it. You'll see the net move. You'll see the water bottle jump up a little bit if it goes top shelf. I mean, high def has really helped hockey. And I really think if they can get out there and get that exposure, I think more and more people will really learn to appreciate that sport.
2-2. We move on now to game five. We'll see who can get the momentum because right now everything all equal, I guess, other than the home ice, basically. You're going to get two games in Detroit and only one. I believe that's 2-2-1-1-1.
Yeah, they do 2-2-1-1-1. Yeah.
Right, so you're going to get the home ice for Detroit. You'd like to see the new blood. You'd like to see the marquee players. I think just as a casual fan, which I call myself, Sid the Kid, Malkin. I think that for them to have the cup would be something great for the sport.
Well, it's always nice when the Yankees lose too. You know what I mean? I mean, you have a team that is kind of that dynasty, and that's Detroit. And tip your cap to them because that's who they are, even though they're a bunch of goons and I hate Detroit. But even with that, you have to kind of tip your cap to them. If the Yankees win it every year, it's no fun.
Right.
Well, if Detroit wins it every year, but there has to be that gorilla that's got the cup and doesn't want to give it up for it to be fun when the gorilla gets beat. You know, so and they're the gorilla. Detroit's the gorilla. If the Penguins can do it, this is a franchise that almost went belly up. And basically what saved the franchise was their superstar player, Mario Lemieux, bought the team.
Yeah.
You know, he made his money playing for that team and winning a couple of Stanley Cups along the way. He buys the team and now he owns the team and he runs the team. And he's, you know, he's all that in a bag of chips in Pittsburgh. I mean, anybody that likes hockey at all, Mario Lemieux is a living god in Pittsburgh because not only of what he did on the ice, but also what he did buying the
saving
team.
Saving
the franchise. That franchise was going to move out of Pittsburgh.
Okay, well, that's just very, very surprising to me. Of the two things, that's what you – and that's fine. That's
well,
great.
Actually, last night my wife and I had a date. Yeah. And so I had to DVR.
Yeah.
I DVR'd both of them, and I watched the whole hockey game, which you can watch an hour's worth of hockey in about an hour and 10 minutes if you get past the commercials and the other stuff. And you watch 5 minutes of the NBA. All you need to see is the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. That's all. That's the only time it's really that intense as when they drop the puck at the start of a hockey game. You know, I knew going in I was going to watch the hockey game, and I was just going to watch the last 5 minutes of the NBA game.
Well, I guess I focused last night and watched darn near at least the whole second half of the NBA final game one. I was just so surprised. You know Kobe's going to get 40. So the other superstars got a match.
Right.
Or come within shouting distance of his 40. What's Dwight Howard have? 12?
Well, the tough part about that is your big man. The big man can't bring up the ball. You got to get the ball into the big man so he can be a big man. I mean, if you're a forward, if you're a guard, you can get your hands on the ball outside, do that penetrating, do that other stuff. You're right, but Dwight Howard has to have a bigger game. But they need to work the ball into him. That you can't put that all on Howard, I don't think.
You know, it came down to the three-point play in the third quarter, which Kobe, he somehow hangs in the air for like 9 seconds. And before his feet hit the ground, he banks in a shot. They count the bucket and one. And the look of determination, and you saw it, you have very few in the game. You know, they call it, they call it whatever. He's a different animal.
Yeah. We were talking before this show. It's kind of that MJ moment, you know? I mean, there was a time that you just see that spark in a Bird, in a Magic, in a Isaiah Thomas, even though I didn't like him, goon. And apparently I'm not a big fan of people in Detroit, am I? But there is that intangible that certain people have. LeBron has it, you know, but Kobe has it as well.
You know, and it just looked like the moment that he finally you kind of forget these things. The last two times they've been to the finals, someone else has left with that trophy. It hasn't been Phil and Kobe the last two times they've been there. Somebody else has taken the trophy out of the building when the finals ended up. And it just looked like last night he for damn sure is not going to let that happen this year.
Yeah.
Period. And just the intensity, I don't think anybody else can bring it. And you can say what you want about the surrounding players, but I think it comes down to a head-to-head matchup with Dwight Howard and Kobe. And Dwight Howard, and I'm not saying he has to have 40, but he's going to have 26, 28.
And he's got a rebound. That's the biggest thing. He didn't rebound well last night either. Yeah, I mean, he didn't. They got out-rebounded so badly that they didn't have a chance. Big men oftentimes have to get their points by cleaning up, by getting that rebound and then putting it back up. That's how they got to get their points because they're not bringing the ball up. They're not penetrating. But the ball, when it's shot, where's it going to be? 9 times out of 10, it's going to be in the paint, and you've got to be the guy that pulls that down.
I still don't understand when they talk about we got to bring more energy. You guys have played 100 games. It's the finals.
Yeah, if you ain't got it now, you ain't going to get it.
Well, that's what I don't know how you just say, well, yeah, game two, we got to bring more energy. Well, why didn't you have that little speech before game one?
Well, the first 12 minutes of the game was pretty close. You know, I mean, they play with pretty good energy.
It was 32-30. Yeah, it was whatever. I believe Magic had the lead at that point. And then all of a sudden, well, they just shot it so poorly, I think maybe started hanging their heads and got out of the game. But,
well, that's the problem, I think, with Magic. If they are hitting their shots, they are awfully tough to beat. But if they're not, they don't have a plan B. because Howard isn't in there getting the rebound. He's not posting up. He's the best big man in the game right now. He's the best center in the NBA right now, and he's not playing like it.
Well,
you got to take it on your shoulders. You're the big man. You got to take it on your shoulders.
It certainly looks like a lopsided deal, and maybe that's just the way the Orlando shot.
Yeah.
And maybe just a bad loss. And in the NBA, there's a lot of, I guess there's so many 26-4 runs in the NBA throughout the year that you just thought Orlando's going to start hitting a couple of those threes. You know, Lamar's going to, just throw the ball away and boom, we're, you know, hit another three and we're going to climb back in. Didn't happen last night. We'll see if they can do it in game two.
I think the Lakers' defense has a lot to do with that because they played good defense. And again,
you know, even saying for that's the first time I saw that. Yeah. That style of defense and that pressure. I believe it was Magic last night after the game saying,
yeah, you do it.
Bring the tenacity that they brought on the defensive end of the ball. Hey, we're going to take a short break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Merritt, Tim Holcomb is set to join us. They got a great event going on at the Archway next Saturday right here in Central Nebraska. We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. When it comes to fish or cut bait, these guys are bait cutters. Oh, they've dipped a worm or two, but mostly bait cutters. Really.
You have no doubt heard the phrase, no pain, no gain. But how about no pain? I'm Dr. Michael Bryson with MedLark Dental Associates, serving the Tri-City area. Don't let anxieties and fears about a dental appointment keep you from achieving good dental health and a spectacular smile. I practice sedation dentistry, a safe, effective technique that with a relaxing pill allows comfort and full relaxation throughout the entire treatment. What this means is that you can have years of dental treatment done with fewer appointments, with little or no memory of the time you spent in the dental chair. Your lasting memory will be a spectacular smile.
For more about Dr. Michael Bryson's sedation dentistry, log on to meadowlarkdental.com or call for an appointment, 308-234-3668, 308-234-3668. Do it today for a brighter smile tomorrow.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec Office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
It's the biggest Father's Day barbecue bonanza in our history. I'm Doug Detterding from Detterding's, inviting you to be a Detterding's winner. Steaks from Bob's Superstore, $100 Detterding's bill, barbecue sauces, plus our grand prize, a $500 gift certificate for any Detterding's product. Register before Father's Day, and for more fun and prizes, listen to our live broadcast Saturday, June 13th. That's the same day the grill is on for sampling all kinds of good stuff. It's our biggest Father's Day barbecue bonanza ever at Detterding's, Grand Island and Kearney.
The Nebraska Lottery Trucks and Buck Scratch Game presents the 2009 Toyota Flex Fuel Tundra Rock Warriors. Experience the awesome sound as these four Rock Warrior trucks perform fan favorites like Honk Honk, Beep Beep, and their big hit Horn Horn. Nebraska Lottery Trucks and Bucks tickets are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to win one of four Toyota Flex Fuel Tundra Rock Warriors or one of three $1,000 ethanol prizes. Nebraska Lottery. Play is good. Go play.
People are talking about the Doug and Danny blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Danny blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Danny blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
The wall, it is back, it is gone!
The ESPN Radio Game of the Week.
Deep right field and gone!
The best matchups of the week, Sunday nights, starting at 6:15.
Auto pitch it in the air, left center field, that is deep, looking up, goodbye!
On ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
A mix of clouds and sun develops across the area today with a slight chance of a shower storm developing later in the day. Otherwise, look for high temperatures around 80 with a variable wind of 10 to 15. For tonight, we'll see a chance for showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Oh no, I heard them bad boys coming.
Can't stop now.
Gotta continue my running. Cause we gon' party till the lights come on.
We're back. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1-888-455-3776. We're open the second half of this hour, or shoot us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. I think today a little bit more of an interesting event, something I don't think Central Nebraska has maybe seen before, and we're pleased to have in studio Tim Holcomb join us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tim, you got an event coming up a week from tomorrow. Has anybody done this or attempted to do this in Central Nebraska?
Well, I don't think anything like this. I think this is a one-of-a-kind deal. We're doing a motorcycle festival. There's a lot of little bike rallies and hog stops and things like that. But what we've got going on is a festival for motorcycle enthusiasts and motorcycle and music fans. Actually, we've got at the I-80 Archway Monument, June 13th. We're doing an event called the Great River Road Thunder Jam. It's open to the public. You don't have to be a motorcycle enthusiast to come. Most of people will be, but it's open to the public. To get into the beer garden, the concerts and things, you need to be 21 years of age. But we're looking for a great event, a community event, and just something to have fun, kick off the summer and give the arch a spark a little bit.
Now, people sit out there and go, man, we should know Tim Holcomb. Tim, you're involved in several promotion events. You've done the PBR. You brought the PBR to Central Nebraska. Several concerts you've been involved in. Where did this idea stem from?
Well, I've been doing the Professional Bull Riders Tour for 5 years, and my partner Michelle Casperson is with Murcielago Fragrance, developed a PBR fragrance. And there was a bull out there. We both have some ties to the PBR, naturally. There's a bull out there. His name was Thunder Jam. And I always told my partners in the PBR, it'd be nice to have a motorcycle event called a Thunder Jam. Loud pipes and rock and roll, So that's kind of how we developed the thing. And, we looked at several locations. And the Arch won an award this year, Western Museum of the Year, something like that. And we thought, with limited parking that there is out there, we thought we could hold a lot more motorcycles and cars for a festival. So, things just kind of two and two came together, and that's how we come up with a deal. So
it's an all-day event.
It's all day, yeah. 11 o'clock. We're going to start out at Kearney Yamaha with the poker run. Sign up at 11, and you'd be taking about a 120-mile poker run, over in Grand Island to one of our sponsors, Harley-Davidson Central, and a few other stops as well. And it's a 50-50 deal. Costs $10 to ride in the poker run. At the end, you roll the dice. 50% of the money goes to the winner. 50% of the money goes to Make-A-Wish Foundation. So
that's a no-lose deal.
No-lose deal. Yeah, and then, you enter the concert. We've got a putt and polish bike show, which simply means you have to ride it in to be in the event. A lot of times guys just haul their bikes in the back of a trailer. It's got a plastic motor on it that's all chromed up that don't even run. They stick it in there. But this is one of the deals. This is for guys that it gives everybody a chance. If you have a nice bike, you can ride it in. We've got three different levels. We've got a dresser division, a modified division, and a stock division. There would be a dyno shootout that day for horsepower, which will be running most of the afternoon. And naturally, we're going to have beer tents, food, vendors, And if you are into biking and things like that, Kearney Yamaha is having one heck of a blowout sale there in their booth, selling leathers and things like that at ridiculously low prices. So there's be a little something for everybody. Giveaways. During the day, we've got Rosebud Casino coming up there doing some giveaways for the casino, and so just a lot of action. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Tim, do you see this kind of being akin a little bit to what we've seen kind of here in Kearney and in terms of having the car show that we have in July?
The car show, we hope that this thing turns into something like that. The car, the cruise night here in Kearney is spectacular. I mean, I think they get nearly 15,000 event attendees for that thing. And yeah, we'd like to emulate that somewhat and get people coming into town. And this isn't really a rally per se. It's a festival, and we're kind of tuning it that way. So everybody can enjoy it, not just somebody on a motorcycle.
Do you see it more, the more important aspect of the Thunder Jam being the show itself versus the poker run?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've got, we're going to have a lot of bikes to look at, a lot of nice bikes, we're going to be bringing a few bikes in. We're scheduled to have the OCC Chopper here. Orange County Chopper, the Patriot, sponsored by the U.S. Army. And then naturally, a big draw here for this deal is our concerts. You know, we've got a nice stage coming in, and we've got the OK Sisters playing for a little local flavor. We've got a guitar shredder, internationally known, Michael Lee Firkins, coming from San Rafael, California. And this guy, he's Omaha born and bred, but he's an international touring star. I mean, this guy's something to see. And then we've got Southern Rockers, the Atlanta Rhythm Section, coming in. And, the old song Spooky and So Into You, Not Gonna Let It Bother, Champagne Jam. Mm-hmm. I mean, just tons of hits. And so it's going to be something to see. And we're wanting to do this, every year. And we're kind of taking some baby steps here and just letting it grow, not getting too big for our britches, as one might say. So we'll see how it goes this year, and maybe we'll step it up with a little more talent, something a little bigger next year. By the way, we do have some limited camping out there, we're working with Microtel Inn, Sid, down there. So, if you come to town, there's places to stay. We're working with Best Western, too, Kelly Greer out there. The newly remodeled Best Western. So, come to town, enjoy the music, ride your bike in, be safe, have some beers. Cunningham's Journal is going to be running the beer for us, and, get yourself a campsite and enjoy the day.
This is interesting because it starts at noon, the music starts at 5, but you want to stop out for an hour, you want to stop out for an hour and a half, there's going to be stuff to see. Talk about the horsepower. I'm not a motorcycle guy, didn't know anything about this.
Well, you know what? Basically, what they do is they're bringing a dyno machine in, and a dyno machine measures horsepower. And so you can put your bike on there, and they, it's a little noisy, actually. They throw the throttle back on that thing and open it up about 6,000 RPMs or 5, and they test the horsepower. And then at the end of the day, the guy with the most horsepower, be it whatever bike you bring in, I don't know, you might have one of them dumber scooters, I bet that's about 5 horsepower. But, whatever you're riding, you can have the horsepower checked on it. And if you have the most horsepower at the end of the day, you get a big old trophy,
You'll be anointed as Lothar, King of the Hill People.
You are going to be the big guy.
There's a plate of meat and cheese for all my friends in the land.
So, that's kind of a cool deal. And Asylum Cycles is out of Grand Island. Paul Mader's bringing that to town, and really appreciate that. It's pretty well received for the bikers,
One week from tomorrow, you can sign up on the internet, I understand.
ThunderJamNow.com. There's ticket information on there. You pre-register. You can pre-register and get a T-shirt cheaper. We've got, some event T-shirts. Or you could just get a regular ticket. And $20 is where we're at right now for the entire day. If you come in at 11 o'clock, you get a wristband, you're in for the entire day. If you want to go home, come back, go to your motel, go to your campsite, whatever you want to do. It's a one-time fee, and it gets you into everything. And, then for anybody that buys a ticket, there's discount coupons to visit the Arch. And, I would encourage everybody to do that. If you haven't ever been in there and, went through their program, it's really neat, too, so.
Well, Tim, we've got tickets to give away. We'll try and do that. We're actually giving away a pair right now. We'll just give away the fourth caller here, 1-888-455-3776. We're going to be giving away tickets all next week, too. So if you don't win them today, no big deal. 1-888-455-3776.
I just want to mention one more thing. We did not mention that Doug and Daddy, we will be having an awards ceremony at 8:45 before Atlanta Rhythm Section come on. And Doug and Daddy will be hosting The awards
ceremony. We're
going to
be giving away some awards.
Going to be giving away the awards and going to be giving away a few giveaways and things like that. So, you know, all you guys, sports fans and music fans, if you want to come out and see Doug and Daddy, and thank you very much for doing that. It'd be a good time to get to see these boys, you know.
That's going to cut down on your time in the beer tent, is what that's going
to Well, not too much. I don't know. Yeah. Yep, we're looking forward to this. 1 week from tonight, or from tomorrow, excuse me, the 13th of June, thunderjamnow.com.
Yipper.
1-888-455-3776. Oh, I guess we're giving away those tickets right now. Don't worry, we're giving away more tickets. We got a stack of tickets next week. We'll be giving away more of those. Tim, anything else we need to let the people know?
Yeah, I can't think of anything. You know, just come on out and have a good time. Like I said, I just wanted people to know that this is a motorcycle driven event, but it's open to the public. You can drive your car out there. We have car parking too, and you're welcome to come out and see the concerts. You're welcome to partake in anything that we have. So, motorcycle enthusiast or not. Come on out and join us. It's going to be a good way to kick off the summer here in Kearney, you know. So you're all invited. That's all I can say.
Okay, Sisters, kick off the music.
Okay, Sisters at 5 o'clock.
Well, what else do you need to know? I think we got it all here. Tim, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy
Show.
Thanks,
guys. Good luck with it, Tim.
Thanks, Fanny.
Hey, we're going to take another short break. We'll talk more sports. We come back on the Doug and Daddy Show back after this.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop talking.
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. It's great. I can print real U.S. postage using my own computer and printer. It's like having a post office right in my home or office. Try Stamps.com today, right now. Stamps.com is a special offer for my listeners in the herd. It's a no-risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Here's what I love about Stamps.com. You don't have to go to the post office. Long waits, tedious. No need to lease or buy an expensive postage meter. What a waste. Go to Stamps.com today. It'll save you time. It'll save you money. I can print real U.S. postage using my own computer and printer. It's like having a post office right in my home or office. And with my special offer, you have nothing to lose. For a no-risk trial and a $100 bonus offer, go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Then type in my name, Colin. That's Stamps.com. And be sure to use my name, Colin.
The NBA on ESPN Radio.
Bryant deflected to Fisher. Fisher, lob for Bryant. Oh, alley-oop dunk by Kobe.
Kobe Bryant and the Lakers come up with a big Game 1 win in the NBA Finals.
Baseline circles. A lob for Howard. Two-hand dunk by Dwight.
Now the Magic look to tie the series up in Game 2.
Game 2, Sunday night at 6:15 here on ESPN Radio. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
A mix of clouds and sun develops across the area today with a slight chance of a shower or storm developing later in the day. Otherwise, look for high temperatures around 80 with a variable wind of 10 to 15. For tonight, we'll see a chance for showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy Show. We're back, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, taking in the weekend. We want to let you know Dyna-Gro still has soybeans available for your farming operation. 1-800-652-9298. You need to ask about the Roundup Ready soybeans. Simple, flexible, dependable. Spend more time where you need to be. Call them today. Hey, maybe you're looking at new hybrids. Maybe you've got some rain and you're just wondering what's out there. Now's a great time to sit down and talk with those guys and find out what could be on your farming operation in the future. 1-800-652-9298. Dyna-Gro Seed, they appreciate your business and continue to grow with you.
Nicely done. You've done that before.
Once or twice. Hey, Randy, you remember Pat Vendetti, the pitcher from Creighton, was ambidextrous?
Yeah, ambidextrous, but yeah. That's okay.
One of them, too.
Yeah.
He could swim with both hands or something. I don't know what he could.
I'm writing ambidextrous down on Daddy's list of amazing words.
Yes, I do recall that, yes.
He's a pitcher that could pitch with left hand, and then the rule was he had the glove that could go either way.
Right.
He started off, once you started, you had to finish the batter with your left hand or start him with the right.
Right. You had to declare before the guy right. came up there. Yes.
He's in Charleston, South Carolina, Class A. I had a buddy of mine call me in just a little information. He's pitched in 22 games, I believe, 14 saves, .86 ERA, 32 strikeouts.
Wow.
In I believe it was 22 innings, maybe, but something like that. So doing very well, and I think a lot of people are suspect. You know, is this dog? You know, is this a circus act? Is this a?
Yeah, it's more of a, seems like a shtick almost, that versus actually being very effective. But those numbers are outstanding. Now, granted, you're playing Class A, you know, level of competition,
right.
But it seems to me that would warrant a step up to the next level, play Double A or maybe even Triple A.
Certainly one of those, you would certainly think that call would be made. And how long they want to groom players is something I think every individual major league team takes into account too. Hey, he's a young guy, we don't expect him to, you know, make that step for, that's fine. I'm sure he's happy to be part of pro baseball.
Yeah. It just amazes me the growth of baseball at that level and also the college game. You know, I mean, no one ever paid any attention to College World Series until just a few years ago, really. I think ESPN really kind of helped build that up. And now you even have the Super Regionals. They were getting extensive coverage starting this weekend. It's really kind of a neat deal. I love the college game.
I'm a little disappointed that hadn't started sooner.
Well, yeah,
as good
exactly.
as the game is, and I.
Well, as Nebraskans, we've gone to the College World Series.
Right.
We've seen that. We've experienced that. We've gone. I've gone to the College World Series, I think, all but like 1 year in the last 25, 30 years, and took a hospital stay to make that happen. I mean, I just love the. It's just a lot of fun, and I think we really kind of appreciate it here. But true story, a few years back, I took a vacation, and we were coming back from Colorado, and. I was curious. I knew the finals were, and I stopped like three different gas stations. We were driving all the way across the state of Colorado. I asked at every gas station, you know, the people working there, people getting gas, do you know who won the college baseball game today? Do you know who won the college baseball game? Nothing. Got to Big Springs, Nebraska, okay? I'm about a mile and a half into the great state of Nebraska. Everybody there knew it. It's just amazing to me. But, you know, in Colorado, do they have a Division I baseball program in Colorado? You know, Air Force plays Division II ball, but I don't think they have a Division I baseball program in the state of Colorado. I mean, they didn't care. They probably knew who won the cycling race, but had no idea. And I don't mean motorcycles. I mean the bicycling race. But that baseball, they didn't care about.
You
For
know,
us here in Nebraska, baseball's a big deal.
Every year you go down and you get away between games or whatever, and you head to a Starskies or you head to the beer garden behind Zesto's,
yeah,
and you run into people from all over.
I hung out with Eric Piakowski for an hour and a half between games.
Yes, and those guys introduce people, and I think it's mostly people know people from Nebraska, but it's people like us that say, "Hey, you're looking for one of those things to check off, whether it's a bucket list or something great to see." Not one person down there says. This event has not really lived up to the billing,
yeah,
I thought.
I'll never be back. I talked with a guy the same day I hung out with Piakowski for a while. There was a guy that was an assistant football coach at Moeller High School in Cincinnati, Ohio, one of the preeminent high school programs athletically all the way through. And we had a great conversation. He said, well, give me a championship T-shirt, and I'll get you a Moeller football practice gear when he got back. Well, he never mailed me his shirt, so I kept his. But that's a different story.
I just think all over in LSU has been a big, you
right.
know.
Oh, I love it when they go down, man. The food is good. You get walk by and get free gumbo walking through the parking lot.
You know, and they kind of screwed that deal up a little bit.
They did. Because they took away a little bit of that.
Dingerville was out the outfield for fans that, and they've kind of met, and hopefully with the new stadium, they will section a place off for those fans that have the,
call it the LSU ring. I don't care. Yeah. Those they were so much fun, and that brought such energy into that. And how do you not root for a team where they're giving you free food as you're walking into the event? I mean, the guys from LSU are awesome.
Well,
that's so much fun.
That's what turned the stadium upside down, and those opposing teams had to be looking around going, but what ties do these guys? What a bunch of chums! What are these people from Nebraska? Why are they like them?
They're not even in the same conference. But boy, you know, the LSU fans were just so good, and they were just so they were having so much fun. It's such a big deal to those guys in LSU.
Another deal I thought was great one year the Florida State players before the start of the game, all three of the outfielders go out with their gloves, and they're just brimming with baseballs. You know, it's doing everything they can to get these balls out there, and they start throwing them into the outfield. And then, you know, the fans are on their side, and the other guys would come out, and they did have balls, and boom, they just rained down on them. But always, you know, there's always just some great things. And heck, I got
a foul ball. If the bat boy or bat girl doesn't catch the foul ball, they get booed. It's so much fun.
And whether Nebraska goes or not, it's one of those deals. I try and go to every year, and try and make a point to get down there. Sometimes
my 11-year-old son asks me just about every day this time of year, Dad, are we going to go? Are we going to go? Are we going to go? It's gotten tougher and tougher with my daughter playing softball and him playing competitive baseball and soccer and stuff like that. It gets tougher and tougher to go because they moved the schedule back. This used to be the week.
Yeah.
This used to be the week that you had the College World Series. And with a couple of other work things, it's gotten harder and harder for me to be able to make it. But, boy, we sure make the effort.
Well, I think, you know, the week back was when they started playing everything on February 1st, or the first practice date for everybody. They uniformed that rule in college baseball. And so that's just the way it fell. And it's a great event. If you ever try and get down there, go check it out because you will not be disappointed. I've never known one person that has been disappointed in the event. Now, Randy, everybody remembers you from NTV. You call games on this station. You're a teacher at the high school. Summer, you don't do anything. Then I find out you teach during the summer as well.
I work at YRTC during the summer, yeah.
There's no – the wife just –
she wants the money.
Great.
Something about money. I don't know. Just kind of
about feeding the children.
That and I have too many hobbies that I need to pay for one way or another, and so I've got to do a little work. Yeah.
Full time.
It's a 40-hour a week job. Yeah, we get an hour off for lunch, which isn't too bad. I usually play basketball during that, which I need to do, as you can tell from looking at me. It's a little bit different. Clientele. But boy, you really get to know those kids, and you really get to like them. They're not being raised by Ozzie and Harriet in a lot of cases, and you can kind of see why they made some bad choices with what they have there. So I think
maybe more rewarding at times than just regular school kid.
Yeah, if you break through, anytime you break through with a kid and they make they start making better choices, it's very, very rewarding. You run kind of the gamut. There's some kids there, they're, you know, trying to decide we're all trying to decide our path, you know, and some of them have obviously made some bad choices, and when you kind of see that they're starting to make the right choices, it is very rewarding.
Hey, we're going to take a short break. We're going to wrap up your weekend on the Doug and Daddy Show back after this.
Culprits, thieves, and cutthroats.
Congratulations. You found the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. These gentlemen will be right back.
When your engine's running clean, you feel it. So have you ever asked yourself how well your oil cleans? Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil has active cleansing agents that clean out up to 46% of sludge in your first oil change and continue to clean in your next change. And when your engine's running clean, that's a great feeling. Pennzoil Platinum, our ultimate clean for your ultimate feeling. Not just oil, Pennzoil. Results based on severe sludge cleanup test using SAE 5W30.
Rain. What harm could a little water do to your deck? An inch of rainfall over 1 acre equals 27,000 gallons. That's roughly 1.5 gallons per square foot. Count the square feet of your deck. Now multiply by the inches of rain that fall on that wood annually. You don't need to do the math to know all that water adds up. Made with the finest oils and pigments, Cabot stains have been protecting wood against rain for over 130 years. Cabot, our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com for the retailer nearest you.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Tri-City Storm.
Hi, my name's Eric. I've been a Storm fan since day one. Being a season ticket holder is a good experience. I've been to enough games that I finally decided, you know what, I just need to buy season tickets. And that way I always had a seat, plus there's always some great benefits that come with being a season ticket holder. Living here in Nebraska, you know, you got to be a big Husker fan, but, you know, there's something to be said about being a big hockey fan.
Season tickets as low as $10 per game. Order by June 15th. Visit stormhockey.com. Presented by Viero.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
A mix of clouds and sun develops across the area today with a slight chance of a shower or storm developing later in the day. Otherwise, look for high temperatures around 80 with a variable wind of 10 to 15. For tonight, we'll see a chance for showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
They're pointing at you. They want you to talk now.
Oh. Thanks, Merritt. We're back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska ESPN Radio Superstation. Got a couple emails to get to here on the Dent Popper inbox. What a treat. You have the guy who used to be Captain NTV on the afternoon kids show in studio today.
I still have the cape.
Do you?
No, there was no Captain NTV. Who is this?
I don't know. It's nice. This comes from number two fan. Who in the hell gets a pop on a par three and plays in tournaments? John should have kicked your ass on principle. Great man. Will be missed by many. You love the show, Hack.
I thought about that when you said that a while back. You're like, oh, but I got a pop, and I'm thinking, what?
But it was the 2 liter, so, I mean, it was really special.
You know, that's so funny, because I think back, and I will never, ever forget the next day of that tournament. After the tournament, you know, everybody has social hour, whatever, in the 19th hole. And,
oh, yeah, it had to be a great social hour with pop as a prize. Yeah.
I come around.
What'd you get, a fountain drink there?
The next morning after this, John McDonald is standing on the practice green, and I drive up in a golf cart. And he looks at me and he says, "Stay away from me, you miserable."
I can hear him too, by the way. I can hear that coming out of his mouth.
And I'll tell you right now, it's like Dave Agard and Wade Gabbitt, people like that. Those guys are laughing so hard at that moment. And he's just shaking his head. Oh, it's just one fun thing that it happened, and yes, he will be missed. Lord. There's a lot of grilling going on this weekend, Randy.
I will be at my house.
Yes, Troutman's Quality Meats. They want to remind you they've got the Green Mountain Grills. They are in. With this grill, you can digitally control your cooking temperature, snack sticks, and jerky for the golf bag or tackle box, sirloins, sausages, fresh out of the smokehouse. Hey, got the pellets, all different flavors for this Green Mountain Grill as well. They're in. Check with Cherry. carry at Troutman's Quality Meats. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Get to Troutman's. I keep telling people, I've got four people now that will not buy bacon anywhere else other than Troutman's. Try the bacon, people. Try the baked beans. The bacon is second to none. Will not be beat. You will ooh and ah. Your kids will love you forever. Try the bacon. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend.
You can always tell if we're going camping because we stop at Troutman's first, get some sticks. Oh, God.
You can't. You just can't
no.
beat them.
No. Awesome.
Bird, mind that bird goes for the two or three. Does either the little horse have enough? Or is that something you follow?
No, not really. I don't really follow horse racing that much because I don't know. It doesn't strike me as sports. Sorry.
Well, that's fair enough. I think a lot of people follow just for the how this little horse has come on out of nowhere, legitimized himself in the Preakness, and now has a chance to run for the monster mile and a half. And
they need a Triple Crown winner. We need to have one. We kind of talked about that with hockey. You know, you got to have that monster that everybody wants to beat. Now, granted, you don't get to defend your Triple Crown, but you need they. I think it would do the sport a lot of good if they could somehow have somebody that actually goes through. I mean, affirmed in Aladar. You know, I mean, that was such a that was really the top of horse racing after that.
Now,
after
Daddy,
that, it went down.
You're a big horse racing guy, obviously. How big? They're talking about Burrell with the jockey Triple Crown this year, and this will be the first time that that's ever happened. One jockey win the Triple Crown on different horses. How big do you think that is, seriously?
Well, it's monstrous, I think, for, well, Calvin Burrell,
well,
obviously.
It's big for him, yeah.
Will legitimize himself as one of the best jockeys in the world. Yeah, you look back at, I think a lot of people will remember Calvin Burrell, and probably he will go into that elite group of jockeys people remember that followed this year's horse, should he win this, for the simple fact that inside trip along the rail. I mean, I think people, whether you're a horse racing fan or not, they're looking at Mind the Bird going, how does a little horse get by on the inside so clean, not touching, you know, just jetting, just finding a path? I think a lot of people will remember that and legitimize him not only as a Triple Crown winner in his own way, but as one of the top jockeys ever to ride.
That was phenomenal, and it also points out what I kind of think about horse racing, and that is that it's a sport much better in replay than it is actually, because the build-up for the race, you spend 2.5 hours for a 2.5-minute-long race, and I can only live with so much build-up.
But, you know, and something they didn't have in Affirmed and Aladar, the overhead cameras. You know, and so many cameras following the deal, and just see the trip like we've got to see it is simply remarkable.
And you also talk about HD for hockey, how it helps that. Oh, it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal anyway. You'll get that HD from my cold, dead hand. But it's just phenomenal to watch that. You really kind of see how tight that is and how exciting how dangerous that sport really is. I mean, you know, people get badly hurt, get killed doing that, and it's absolutely amazing. And I don't mean the horses, because, you know, horses, such beautiful animals on such fragile structures. And let's not talk about what happened a couple years
bells,
ago.
Yeah,
but it really is a lot of fun. But I just have trouble with all that buildup. You know, and it's all about, to me, it's all about getting a Triple Crown. And now that that's shot, you move on.
Chuck Dummer, our friend from Pheasants Forever, chimes in and says, just to let you guys know, Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever is having a special meeting at Bico's on Tuesday, June 9th at 7 o'clock. Drew Larson, Pheasants Forever regional biologist, will be presenting the new Reload Nebraska program designed to continue with added emphasis on habitat development and restoration of the pheasant population in Nebraska. All chapter members are encouraged to attend the meeting, and it's open to the public as well. So if you're interested in that, maybe you have some habitat, you'd like to talk to people from Pheasants Forever, maybe you'd like to talk to Drew Larson, the Pheasants Forever regional biologist. He's going to be there. Appreciate that, Chuck. We'll let the people know out there.
They do wonderful work.
Yeah, they do. Several great organizations. I'm one of them that gets the word out and does some great things for Pheasants in Nebraska. Randy, thanks so much for stopping by today and giving us an hour of your time.
Hey, it was fun.
Hey, get out, check out the golf courses, check out the lakes this weekend. It should be a beautiful, beautiful weekend to get out. I can't believe the wind's not blowing 40 mile an hour. What's going on?
It's just kind of a weird little deal.
It won't last long, so people enjoy the next couple days. I want to thank Tim Holcomb coming in to let us know about the Thunder Jam biker rally going on next weekend, the 13th, out at the Archway Monument. More tickets to be given away all next week long. Look forward to seeing you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings. We'll see you on Monday. Thanks, Randy.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.